Welcome to the Dames Who Dish podcast.
All right, we're going to do a special MAFS Australia taping because we had another interview this week with Natasha, who was so cute, so amazing. She actually pulled off the side of the road to talk to us.
She did.
We kind of talk spoilers in her interview, so we're just kind of letting you know there's a few spoilers. I think we actually already talked a few of these spoilers, but that's okay. I mean, we can't help it. They've been out for a year now. I don't think we're spoiling anything for anybody.
No, so many people have seen it, but just in case, spoiler alert.
Yes, with Natasha. And then after Natasha's interview, I'm going to tack on part two of Michelle's interview. And the reason why we didn't put this out before is Michelle talks about what we just saw this week with her and Steve and what she does. She told us ahead of time. So keep in mind when we did this interview, it was before the intruders even came in, before Sebastian and Lizzie and before Drew and Casey. So we didn't even know about any of these people.
Right.
You know, we knew they come in. We don't know anything about them. So she talks a little bit about them, about Lizzie. It's good. I mean, Michelle doesn't hold back. She's so funny. She talks about what we know about now with Alex and Yvonne and how Alex cheated on Yvonne. So that's interesting. So all of this stuff she told us, gosh, what, a month ago?
Oh, probably.
It's got to be longer than that. So we were holding it because we didn't want to give so much away. But now it's just funny. And Michelle is such a great interview. We thought we would tack the second part of that on also. So
yeah. And we're almost to the end. I think we have two more episodes or one more?
They have
the final dinner party. Yeah.
And then I think after that, do they have a reunion?
They have a reunion,
okay.
Yeah.
So there's both. So let's talk a little bit about this week. It's just the last two weddings happened, Michelle and Steve, and I say weddings, recommitments, whatever they are.
Yeah, they make it like a wedding.
Yeah, they do. And Sebastian and Lizzie.
Yeah, so should we talk about Seb and Libby first?
Sure. I barely have anything written down about Seb and Libby.
Yeah,
you go for it.
Yeah. I mean, Libby consulted with her parents on what she should do, and she kind of expected rejection, and she's afraid that Seb is caught up in the moment and he's not really that into her and it's all the show and blah, blah, blah. So they trick us every time. So they go to their commitment ceremony spot and Seb just pours his heart out. You can tell that he's totally in love with her. It was very cute. And then she starts off, and like all of the others, it starts off negative, 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 and then bloop,
switches
takes a turn
on.
And
la, 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 la.
Happy, happy, happy. So they stay together.
They do. And spoiler, they're still together.
Yeah.
And Michelle actually has comments about that too. So
yes.
Listen to what Michelle has to
say.
Yeah,
Michelle has a lot to say.
She does, which is freaking amazing. Michelle is so great.
Yeah.
And so Michelle and Steve, wow. I loved watching Michelle go through this. You saw the light click on.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. When we first see her, she's still contemplating, gosh, you know, me and Steve, I think we can do it. I know that he said some things and we've been through so much together. And then when her sister and her daughter are there and they're talking, they're not saying anything negative about Steve either. They're just saying, you know, you seem like you've changed a little bit. How did you feel going through this? And then it like,
bam. Yeah,
that
she had this epiphany.
That was amazing that, oh my God, I've been living in this environment, in this bubble, and I couldn't see out of the bubble. And my only confidant was Steve. And he made me feel like he's the only one I can rely on, nobody else. And even though I don't find you attractive, and even though I don't want to kiss you or barely hold your hand, I think we should be together.
Well, and it hit her like a ton of bricks.
That was amazing to watch because she had told us she felt that way for a long period of time.
Yeah, and it was confusing to us.
Yes.
Because we weren't seeing it yet.
But see, now we know that once she saw it and it hit her, then she could go back and really realize, okay, well, this is how I felt in the beginning even, but I was stuffing it down and stuffing it down.
Yeah, it was a Stockholm Syndrome
yeah.
situation. So they watch their wedding video and then they separate and, you know, Steve is crying. He's emotional and he's going to miss her. And I don't know how many times he said, I love you.
I'm so
I love
confused
you.
With Steve.
I am too.
So I understand that he didn't want to tell her he wasn't attracted to her because he didn't want to hurt her feelings. Now, Michelle, that's another thing in the interview. She talks about this. You'll hear it. She talks about how Steve literally told everybody else that he wasn't attracted to her but her. And I know she said that on the show, but this kind of gave a little more in depth of who he told.
Yeah.
Like he would say to her, when she said, "My God, you told everybody else but me," he said, "Your feelings are just hurt because I don't find you attractive." You know, he would turn it on her. And so there was this back and forth. She didn't know what to think, what to believe. So with him, I still have a hard time thinking from the very beginning he was a bad guy. Now, if he was just in it to be on a show and whatever sexual preferences, I don't care. But if he is just doing it to look good on this show, that pisses me off. Because if she really did fall for him and she stayed together, like he was so convinced, he goes, I don't want to sound a certain way, but I can't imagine she doesn't want to stay with me.
And whenever they say that, you know damn well that they're not going to stay together.
Of course.
That's like such a red flag.
So do you think if she had said, "I want to stay with you," then what? What would have happened? What the hell would have happened?
They would have gone to each other's homes and they would have been friends and met for coffee once a week. Do they even live in the same city?
No. Oh. They don't live near each other. And the other thing is, you know, once she realized, I mean, she doesn't want to be his friend. Here's what he was hoping for. He wanted to look like a good guy. He wanted her to say yes, because then it would boost his ego. They would go away and then he would say, "It's really not working. We could be best friends." And then it would look good. It would look good for everybody.
Yeah, because he knows the distance between them. It's never going to work out.
He could have used that.
Never going to work out.
But she wouldn't let him. And it was so great.
Oh,
her
fantastic.
Speech was fantastic. She looked amazing.
Yeah, she looked great. It was
just well done, Michelle.
What's the deal with the flies in Australia?
I don't know, but they
notice?
They were zooming around his head. All that hair product he had on, probably.
I think it's a thing in Australia.
Ooh.
I watched another reality show.
The flies
Instant
were buzzing
Hotel.
Around? Yeah, I love Instant Hotel.
Did you see it?
I've seen it before.
And that was the same thing that happened. Every time they were out somewhere in Australia, they would get attacked by flies.
Really? Ooh, I don't like that.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll see what happens when they regroup for the... Final
dinner
party.
So we know a little bit that happens. Natasha tells us a little something that happens at the final dinner party. So be prepared for that. Natasha was great. She's a great interview. And then the second part of Michelle's interview. I mean, it's good. They're both really good.
They tell a lot.
And we're ending with this MAFS Australia. It's been a wonderful ride.
Oh, man.
Just a couple more episodes.
In March, Anne.
Thank you. Thank you.
March.
Even though we know a lot of the behind the scenes stuff. Everybody's come out of it okay, so I feel okay saying I thoroughly enjoyed the show.
Can you believe it's been on for 6 months?
No.
It started in March. Been
You're
a while.
Right.
Man, it's been a long time. But it's been fantastic.
Such a great, fun new show.
We
got to talk to a lot of the people on them. So
hopefully you enjoy the interviews. They're great.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's it.
That's it.
Okay, we have another cast member from MAFS Australia. Although we were saying that the last couple episodes have been boring, but this cast member, not boring at all. The only negative is that we didn't get enough of her. We want to welcome Natasha to the show. Welcome, Natasha.
Welcome. Hey, so nice to be here.
We are so excited to have you. And this is not to be confused with Tosh. Do you get called Tosh also?
I do. I am. We had like a bit of a, she's like a Tash and I'm like a Tosh. So when we got on the show and she was like, "Oh, I'm Tash. You're going to be Natasha." I was like, "You stole my name."
We'll talk about her in a minute because I don't think our listeners, because, you know, we are just watching the show. We're getting to the end. So we know that there's a few like drama, made up drama things that happen after with Tosh. So we have to talk about that. But we want to get your feel of the show. I mean, I know you've done a million of these interviews. Right now, we have just watched three of the couples on their final day of making that recommitment. And we're so flippin' bored. We already know that, you know, who's going to say yes, who's going to say no. We think there's a final dinner. Is that right?
Yeah. So there's a final dinner and a final couch ceremony thing. So there's two more episodes after that. Yeah, it was really funny because I disappeared over to Indonesia once I left the show. And I got a call and they were doing the reunion. Again, they did that girls' night reunion where it was just like Hayley got the napkin thrown at her, like that really explosive thing. And essentially the head producer had said to me, "The show is so boring. I'm bored. the couples are bored. So we're going to bring back Hayley for some explosion. And she goes, I'd like to bring you back, but I feel like you're not in a good place to come back. And I was like, I'm not coming back. So
you weren't there. We were wondering if they just didn't show you or what was going on. So you definitely didn't even show up that night.
No, I was still in Indonesia. I couldn't think of a worse thing to do than to bring myself what really was such a toxic environment. And when you know, it's just because when you hear that the show's boring, you know that they are going to do whatever they can to make that night so explosive.
So it sounds like your experience was the same as everybody else, because we haven't talked to one single person who had a good experience. I mean, they all said that they couldn't have been paired with a worse person, that it was seemingly intentional, which probably is true. But how was it with Mikey? Obviously, he was not someone who you would normally date outside of this experiment, right?
I mean, they make it out like I only date old men. Like, my current partner's 30 years old. That's not entirely true. But Mikey, I just found Mikey in some regards had like a lovely nature to him. And there was things like when I was really struggling in the week before I decided to leave, he was really there for me. But then when it came that I was definitely going to leave, Mikey kind of flipped and turned back into what almost kind of always appears a bit childish to me and a little bit, Mikey wants what Mikey wants. So he's an intelligent guy. He means well, he's fun, but I think he just has the EQ of a teenager, and that's fine. That's just what most North Shore boys that I've dated were like. And that's why I don't date from where I'm from.
And that's why they set you up with him.
Yeah. I mean, and that's, you know, I've never quite figured out what that reason was. And I wish I could figure it out, but I think now, you know, I've let go of it and just decided it was definitely for drama. So,
yeah, I mean, this is almost a year ago for you, so you're kind of past all this.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I was speaking to Drew just before. We're doing an Instagram live tomorrow night. And he said to me, I think a month ago, he goes, you know, I'm really grateful for the experience now. And I was like, what?
You're not there yet.
And I'm kind of now getting to that point where I was like, you know what? There was, I think I thought when I was such a confident, I think what was the word that I said 90 times during my wedding, like a power woman, and I said so many goddamn times. There was an air of immaturity about me, and that kind of was the push that I make me realize that at 20, I think I was 26 then, 26 years old, you're not a grown woman, like you're barely just getting a clue. So yeah, it was an important learning curve, a safe learning curve, but I'm now grateful for it.
That's funny because I don't think you came off as immature at all.
No, I don't either.
No, you seemed very mature. Maybe a little, maybe your walls were up, you're a little guarded. That's how you came across, but I don't think it was immaturity. So we don't really know why you left. Like all of a sudden, they made it seem like you and Mikey just decided, you know what, you found out you weren't, you know, made for each other, and then you just left. And we're like, wait, what the hell happened to Natasha and Mikey? This was getting good with them. They didn't go to the couch ceremony. Everybody was all crazy mad. And then you guys were gone, and they never talked about it. But it was really that you were having a real hard time, right?
I mean, all of it was a little bit frustrating for me. Like, Mikey initially made the 10-second joke when he was on camera, and then he said, we should talk about it together. Then we made it together, and then I had one too many Chardonnays at the dinner party, and I made an inappropriate joke, but he's already announced it to like a million Australian viewers when he's done the initial interview that morning. So when he was upset that night, I was like, okay. But then when he'd moved out the next day and I was trying to text him, I'm like, hey, like, let's talk, because I thought we had some form of friendship. And he goes, save it for the cameras. I was like, you fucking... and then I was like, okay. And then the next night was so explosive, and we both agreed if one wants to leave, we'll both leave together. And then it wasn't like that. He wrote leave and left me in the deep end. I was like, you dick. And then he moved back in because he's like, I want to try. And I'm like, I'm so sick of you trying to look like the good guy. And then I still was feeling a bit tense when the camera crews were there and we're on the way to see our parents. And I was really ready for that. I was like, we need some rosé. We need some, like, parental love, and we just need to get all of this back in alignment. And then we got there, and I'm trying to talk about how good Mikey is at skiing, and producers have already said you're going to have to tell, like, the parents what happened. And I go, well, I don't have that relationship with my dad where we'd speak about sex.
Who does, by the way? I don't know anybody who has that relationship with their father. That is very awkward.
My dad is so old school. Like, he's still like a traditional Catholic. And when we said it, and dad kind of looked away, like he jerked away when we kissed at our wedding. And so doing that, it was so awkward. And I was just felt attacked. And it was like 4 or 5 days later. I think actually it was nearly a week later since it had been that initial joke. And I'm like, why is this still a thing? Like, move on. We've talked about it. You've moved back in. Don't let production move it. Anyway, I got really, really upset. And we were sitting downstairs waiting for the parents to film their opinions. And then we were going to go up and do the same. And I was still upset. And Mikey just put my head on his shoulder, which was like a really nice tender moment. And I was like, okay, this is really sweet. Like, maybe he does have a heart. And then the production was like, get off each other. You were just fighting on camera. You can't have this. And I was just like, ugh. And I was like, you know what? I am so sick of this. So I ended up having a full-blown panic attack in the toilet other, and they said that they were so worried about it, and we shut production down for a week because there was also a whole lot of other shit going on, kind of the final straw. I was so tired. You see Mikey come home to talk to me and I'm just like a shell of a human. And then they said they were so upset, so worried, and we're talking about steps that we could do. And then when the TV show came out, they'd clipped my taken a clip of my panic attack and played the audio of me running out of lunch.
Yeah.
And that is not what happened. So it's just like the whole thing is just gross.
Yeah.
They've been known. I mean, everybody we've talked to said that they piece everything together. Even Drew, we had him on a couple weeks ago, and he said the same thing. And he only had a little tiny bit of it. He wasn't with everybody else and in the middle of all the drama. Right. That it's just crazy. We keep saying how we just can't imagine something like that happening here in the States. They would not allow things like that to happen.
I've watched Maths, the USA version now, because you get intrigued. You want to see who else. And you guys have a couples that are genuinely based on intimacy factors. And I'm like, what?
They're a little boring, although the season's kind of exciting. It's nothing like yours. Yours is a total reality show.
Yeah, totally.
So much trash at the beginning. And then I feel like Hayley and I went home on the same night. And then you had Lizzie's wedding, which was really exciting for Australians, obviously, because she'd come back from the season before. And then after that, it was just kind of like a steep decline.
Oh, had you been, had you seen the show before? Did you kind of know what you were getting into or not really?
I won't lie. I've watched like 2 episodes of Maps before I applied. So I was a bit jilted. I was dating a guy and found out that he was married. Oh. I was like, what am I doing? I'm just going to go onto a show because they can pick my partner and they'll do a better job. And the season before ours had 2 successful couples that are still together now. So you're like, okay, maybe it's not. But our season was just a train wreck.
I mean, like I said, fun for us, but still very, very crazy. So after you left, you went to Bali, or did they pay for you and Tosh to go to Bali? What was that all about?
Yeah. So that was after my panic attack. That was the I don't know, I call it hush money now, but I'm just a bit annoyed. But it was meant to be like, we feel really bad. And they said, you can bring someone with you. So I went over for a month. Tash came over for a week, and I had my mom over for a week. So they paid for mine and Tash's flights. They gave us a wage while we were there. But I think, you know, we've joked around and said, we basically won married at first sight because we got a free holiday. We both just had a shit time with our partners, I think, so we were ready for it. And we'd had like 3 weeks in between seeing each other. And there was so much intense pressure by producers when she was leaving that night of the 10-second dinner party. They were like, this is the last time you guys are going to see each other. We really want to see the emotion. I'm like, we're not in love with each other. We're friends. But they were trying to make it out like we're about to make out in the middle of, like, they had cameras hiding in like the plants and us in like the dimlit alley of the warehouse. And I was like, this is weird. And Tash clicked onto it and she's like, stop talking. Don't say anything. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Because they're trying to set up a scene. And I was like, oh, that makes sense.
Well, there was a lot of comments about that online about whether or not, because you guys were together in Indonesia, were you a couple or what was happening?
No, no, we just got taken over. And Tash was so important for me because part of what Maths gave me was, I guess, a sense a little bit more of spirituality and how to do some healing through things like journaling and a bit more of a holistic approach. And that was all thanks to Tash that I started doing that. So when they said, you need to go away, it'll be good for you, I go, well, why wouldn't I take the person that's kind of been traumatized with me.
No kidding. So I have to ask you about that. What's going on with Amanda now? Last we heard from Amanda, she was asking for money and she was like, this isn't a joke. I have no money. I have to move home. I'm practically homeless. And then did she just like drop off the face of the earth?
Yeah, I really haven't seen much. Amanda's just come out with a couple of things. Like at first she didn't want to wear a mask. And then she put up a ranting video and then she put up a crying video and she asked for money. I'm just sitting there watching it all. And, you know, she made so many comments about Tash's sexuality and saying nasty things about the provocative nature of Tash. And yet then, like, recently she sent out, like, signed photos of her in her underwear.
Oh, my God.
And I hope, you know, Amanda's healing and figuring stuff out because she just did some really horrible things to Tash. And originally I was quite defensive, but I just keep watching this stuff and I'm like, something's
off.
Right.
Yeah, something's a little off with her. Because us two in the beginning, we were seeing that side, you know, like, gosh, Amanda's so nice. Why doesn't Tosh like her? It was like Tosh quickly turned it off. But then now we know because she was very aggressive with her. That's understandable now. I want to go back a little bit to the 10 second thing because on our end, that was fucking funny. What is everybody's problem? That was funny. And then all the guys turned on you like, that's mean. She's talking about you behind your back. The fucking Michael. What the hell is his problem?
He is a dick. Like, I won't give you guys away too many spoilers, but, you know, Michael, even up to present day, everything Michael seems to do, he just continues to be a dick. But he did say something really nice to me, which I think was brought on after the show, and he said, you know, I really misjudged you in the show, and he reached out the olive branch, and I was like, cool. Mm. And then he was angry that I befriended Stacey. Now he's angry that I'm anti-Stacey. So... I'm just like, whatever. Like, it's so, I just needed to tell.
What a mess.
So, of course, one of the big things we'll find out is at the reunion or the reunion dinner, and this is a spoiler for our listeners, that you stand up because Mikey apparently told you that he slept with Stacey on your, like, 1 month anniversary or something.
Mikey never said it initially. It was Alex that called me and told me because she, like, you guys would have seen Alex and Yvonne depart from the show.
Oh, yeah.
They had that group savagery that kicked them out. So I think Alex kind of turned a little bit anti-Stacey. And as a thing, she was like, well, fuck you. I'm going to tell Tash. So she told me and I was out for a rather large dinner and I was a little bit intoxicated. And I sent Mikey and I was like, I know everything. And then he felt so bad. He messaged me and goes, I'm so sorry. I'm not proud of it. I'll call you tomorrow. So he knew exactly what I was talking about. Called and apologized the next day. And then he was over in Italy and the show flew him back just so they could have this grand finale. And then she denied it. And it was just insane. I've never wanted to throw something at someone so much in my life. Like,
then why the heck did he take the polygraph?
Right. And she's never taken her polygraph ever. And I said something the other day on my Instagram and I got so much backlash for it. But I'm like, this is playing out in America at the moment. So we're like... It's like Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
No one's saying she was like, you're a bully. And I'm like, no, I just want to see my goddamn lie detector results that you promised.
We want to see it too. We're going to demand it, actually. So do you think now they did or they didn't?
So I'm so sure they did. Not a doubt in my mind. Mikey was living in another room at the time, so he wasn't coming home. Michael was away in Adelaide, or Michael was in another room, whatever. So they were by themselves. You know, Stacey became quite awkward around me after that when I was leaving. He knows her very intimate tattoos that are below her bikini line. Mm-hmm. He knows exactly what they are. And even like Stacey and I, once we became friends, because she had some mental health problems after the show, and Michelle initially asked Tash to reach out because they live in the same place. And Tash was like, So I was like, you know what, I'll reach out to her. And then... we were kind of friends and we did a live together and people kept asking about Mikey and I thought she'd bring it up and we both just kind of left it there awkwardly.
I was like... So she still has never admitted it. She will never admit it.
She never admits it. So it's kind of like, you know, her and Michael obviously broke up after that.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she'd rather drink acid than get back with Michael. And yet there's like stuff that they're starting to post to each other again just the other day.
Well, because him and Casey just broke up.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been in touch with Casey. I think she's just kind of shocked by it all because there was, like, Stacey apparently was doing some stalking of Casey and Michael's house, and they actually contacted the police about it because Casey thought she saw the car out the front and Stacey was in Melbourne at the time, and they're about to go to courts and get restraining orders. Like, it was getting really, really crazy. And now,
oh Casey,
what? Like, why? How are you guys talking again? So I'm just like, run away.
That is nuts. I'm surprised Casey was attracted to Michael. Does he? We always say, does Michael have something in person that we don't see?
I wrong person to ask. Michael literally came to my room and was eating off my plate. And he goes, you know, you and Stacey are probably about the hottest girls on the show. And he goes, but you act like such a slut. And I was like, excuse me?
Oh
while
my
he's
God.
Eating my food. And I was just sitting there and I was in my pajamas ready for bed. That's the night he kissed Haley. And I was like,
they
want to be punched.
He's so crazy. We saw an interview with him, and he basically said, like, you know, whether I did or I didn't, I'll admit to everything. I don't care. He was entertaining. I have to say that.
He apparently was working quite closely with producers as well. So
that makes more sense.
Because they were kind of, there was rumors about an all-star season. So getting back, like, Lizzie and Seb, obviously, it was such a big hit that they were thinking of getting, like, half new, half old. So Michael was the one that was talking to old cast members about it.
Oh my God.
In the producer's pockets.
Actually, Michelle told us she thought Yvonne was in the producer's pockets also.
I'm quite close with Yvonne. We just filmed an ad together for a house. He was originally kind of friendly with Tara, but because he wouldn't do what they wanted them to, and you'll see that at the final couch sitting, they really came for Yvonne, and they were like, instead of making it about their relationship, because there is a surprise on the final couch, instead of talking about their relationship, they spoke about Yvonne's behavior. And it was just because he was anti-production by the time he left.
Okay. Are you friends with Alex? You got Tosh. Who else are you, like, friendly with now?
And Poppy. So Poppy left quite early, but there was a lot of you guys are I can talk about.
We talked to Poppy already, and she told us everything.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, Poppy had told me that when she departed, so it wasn't like something that suddenly popped up. And I got quite upset in front of the whole group because the production was kind of calling me out. And they go, is there anything you needed to say? Because I, like, had stormed out of filming. I was like, you know, I was being like, I am angry. You guys are silencing this, and this is, like, you guys are a major production company. Like, this is so freaking wrong. Like, this is the Me Too movement we talk about.
Right.
So, and then Poppy, I stood up for Poppy in the newspapers, and she's really cute. She'll, like, read through comments, and I'll be, like, abusing people for being mean to Poppy. She should defend me even when it's not there. And I'm like,
we love Poppy.
She's great.
Felt sorry. I know. That she was one that we just feel like, oh, my God. And you, too. You guys just, they made you disappear.
Yeah. So that's their best thing. They just kind of sweep it. And so I guess I'm really close to Tash. I speak to Casey a lot. Like, we weren't close because I'd extended the olive branch to Stacey. And she felt a bit taken aback by that. But now that she lives in Sydney again, we've seen each other a few times. Kathy and I talk a little bit. There's really not me. I don't talk to Amanda. I don't talk to Michael. I don't talk to Stacey. And I don't talk to Vanessa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you and Vanessa, there was that little thing with you and Vanessa, too.
Which got so swept under the rug. She got angry I touched Chris's arm. Like, people take the marriage so seriously at the beginning. And it's like, I'm not going to get pregnant by touching his arm.
Now, you're dating somebody now.
Yeah.
How serious is this?
I've known him for 8 years. It's been a month, but it's moving pretty quickly.
Nice.
Yeah, so it is nice, a little scary. But
And he's not old. You said he's what, in his 30s?
He's 30, so he used to be my boss when I was 21.
Oh, wow.
That authority figure thing.
Maybe it's not an age thing, it's an authority thing. That's okay. Nothing wrong with that. Now, I think I also heard that you're doing music.
Yeah, I'm about to record a single. I've been so tired and stressed lately. You can kind of hear my voice is extra rasp. So it's delayed it a little bit. I've just had so much going on. There's been obviously some online bullying stuff with Stacey and I that kind of took its toll on the night I was meant to record. So I just said, this isn't how I want to do it. And now I've just been so busy working on a few different projects with work and things like that. So I'm ready to record the single. It's all lined up. I've just got to kind of commit and get my throat not sounding quite so raspy. Everyone's always like, are you sick? I'm like, no, this is my voice as soon as I get tired.
Yeah. Well, that's exciting.
Yeah. I mean, why not? If you have the opportunity to do something, do it. You know, I'm never going to die wondering. So.
Nope. You got to go for it. It's not a 15 minutes of fame thing for you guys. This has been a year and now they're airing it in the UK, right?
Right. And like someone messaged me from the Netherlands the other day. Yeah, just really cool, crazy things. And it's so nice. And there was so many Americans that actually watched it at the same time it was happening in Australia. People were now messaging like, oh, it's so funny. Our friends now know who we're talking about because they're watching you. And,
oh, how funny.
Now it's coming to an end, but it's been on for so long. I mean, it started in what, March?
Right, which is weird because for us, it didn't go for this long. So
I wonder why it's going so long. It was so great. We couldn't wait. And now we're like, all right, let's go. These are boring. We don't want to see these couples talk to each other anymore and pretend like they're going to stay together. And ugh, it's like, Jesus, get to the reunion.
Final two episodes
are really good.
Yeah. I get goosebumps again. Like, it's coming.
Thank you for coming on. We really appreciate you taking the time.
Hi.
So now what we have is our interview with Michelle that was kind of already in progress. So we kind of just pick up in the middle of a conversation. So yeah, enjoy our part two with Michelle.
On the honeymoon, I vomited every day from nerves. And like, it was just like, I just did not want to be there. I did not want to be there.
But you signed a contract, so you had to stay.
And that's what they said. Like, they said, your ass is mine.
God. They actually said that to you?
Yeah. It was like, your ass is mine. Until your story ends, your ass is mine. Wow. And I think because of my personality, I don't know why my personality was such a draw card. I don't know what. But I suppose when you see the ending, like I did have everyone's ending was probably very vanilla. Mine's probably the best ending out of everyone's.
Oh, I look forward to it.
Do you want me to have it tell you or not?
Tell us what happens.
Yeah, so like in a couple of weeks, we go to the beach and Steve tells me he's not attracted to me. So like we get him out on the water and he's like, oh, I just want to let you know. And I bought him breakfast and he says, oh, just not attracted to you. Anyway, and I'm just like, oh, okay, all right. and then it shows me like blowing up, like going really insane. And it's just like, so I didn't actually really care at the beach. Didn't care at all. But then that night, you're not allowed to have people over. But that night, we have all these producers over, and we have Alex and Yvonne, Stacey and Michael come over, and we're allowed to listen to music and dance and have drinks. This is unheard of.
Wow.
And all of a sudden, people keep telling us, he's been telling the cameras this all the time, and he's been saying all this stuff about you. And it's like, oh, I didn't know that. So, you know, and I'm just like, Steve, have you been telling the cameras this all the time? He's like, yeah, I have. I'm just like, oh. And I said, well, why didn't you tell me? And he's like, oh, I didn't think I needed to. That's like my private conversation. I get upset about that. And he's like, oh, you're just upset because I told you that I'm not attracted to you. I said, oh, I don't fucking care. I told you at the honeymoon I don't like you. Like, you know. And he's like, yeah, no, you're upset because I told you I'm not attracted. I said, no, the fact is you're telling the camera this. And then it sounds like I'm crazy.
Yeah.
Because no one's ever heard him tell the camera that he's not attracted to me. And then it's like goes on and everyone's like, oh. And then it's like goes on about I'm talking about Darwin and this theory of a hole. Anyway, I had this theory of a hole with my ex-boyfriend. We made up this theory of, we're going to dig this big hole in the middle of Australia because, you know, Darwin's theory of evolution, like literally like people shouldn't evolve if they're really like, you know, not very good specimens. So we'll put all the dumb people in this big hole and Darwin's theory of evolution, they shouldn't survive. So anyway, so they cut it so that it sounds like I'm thinking
crazy.
That Darwin... created this theory of the whole. Anyway, so it's like, anyway, it makes out that, because I'm a science teacher, and they're saying, oh, Michelle doesn't know anything about science. Like, you know, she said Darwin's theory of the whole. Anyway.
Oh, God.
Anyway, I said to Steve, you're so dumb, you're going to be the first one in that fucking hole. So, anyway, by the end, we go through ups and downs, and we're there, I'm undecided. At the wedding, the last final thing, I just tell him that he's wasted my time, and, yeah, people come into your life for a reason, a season, and our season is done, and I tell him goodbye, I never want to see you again.
Excellent.
That's it.
Oh, good.
And he's blindsided. He's like, it will be a travesty if we never see each other again. And, like, you know, and he's just like, and so, you know, we have these palm cards, like we're reading these palm cards, and I had like a whole stack of them. There's like 19. Anyway, and I'm reading all these cards, and then I'm just like, and I say, goodbye, Steve. And I turn around, I'm just like, it's like a Beyonce moment, and I walk off, and then I throw them in the air, and he starts chasing after me.
Oh, to collect God. The card,
to collect the cards.
That's actually
not
amazing.
To
oh, my gosh.
Anyway, I take off my cape, I sweep it over, and then I go into the car and I disappear. They interview me, and then I take off my ring and I say, I drop the ring and I'm just like, I'm out of here. And that's it.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Speak to Steve after that final show. You never have spoken with him since?
So then we have to do a reunion.
Oh, I was going to ask you about a reunion.
Yeah, so we do a reunion. And anyway, they said, oh, so do you think that you're, like, did you dodge a, like, what happened? And I said, I didn't dodge a bullet. I dodged a fucking cannon. So.
Okay, wait. Michelle, you're still wondering why they wanted to keep you on the show? You're very entertaining. That's why they wanted you on there.
Everyone else's exit was quite vanilla.
And yeah, exactly.
That would have been, like, what else would they have had?
Think about all the other women. Is there anybody that exciting? I'm just trying to think right now. No.
Well, Hayley. Honey and Johnny left, like, as... and then Stacey and Michael left together, and Lizzie and Seb are still in their fake relationship, and Casey and Drew, I don't know.
Yeah, so we have not met Lizzie and, like, who you said, they're part of the intruders, right?
Yeah.
They're the couple that are supposedly still together right now, no?
Yeah.
They probably get paid more if they stay together.
Yeah. Exactly. She was on last year. She's really not a nice person at all.
We almost need to watch last season to get
the real. And I don't like saying that about people. Like, I really don't. And it's just like, oh, God. And I know I've said that about Steve. And I said it. But I just, you know what? She's been on for two seasons. And she's not made one friend from two seasons. Everyone makes friends. And everyone has, like, I've made friends with all the previous cast from, like, the other participants, like, from the other seasons. She doesn't have any friends. Steve's her friend. Seb is her friend. Yeah. And Stacey is her friend on Instagram. But that's it. I don't know. It's just sad, but it's very sad.
Well, thank you for enlightening us.
Do you want any other glass?
The what?
Do you want any other goss?
Oh, any goss?
Oh, yeah. What do you got?
What do you have?
Oh,
yes.
Well, you know, coming up, Alex and Yvonne.
Yeah.
Alex and I go out on a boat. We sneak out.
Ooh.
And Alex hooks up with someone else.
Ooh, are they going to show it?
The show. No, we didn't take footage. Yeah, so we snuck out. Because we're not allowed to go out, but we can sneak out, and like you know.
Yeah.
So me and Alex, we snuck out of our hotel and went onto a boat, and we met up with other people, and
Do we know who this person is? Are they already on the show?
No, they're not from the show.
Oh,
we just
totally.
Random
so she just
people.
Like, but I mean, did her and Yvonne, like, they never even hooked up, right?
They did.
They did?
They did?
Yes. We went out and then, so then they leave all of a sudden because she starts dating this person. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They come back on the reunion together, but they're not really together. And then, you know, Casey and Michael started dating after the show. Yeah, so first, after the show finishes, Casey and Jonathan hook up. Jonathan's with Connie.
Yes, yes. Yes.
So after the show, during the reunion, Casey and Jonathan hook up, and then Casey ends up dating Michael.
Michael's a mess.
Yeah. God.
And then Stacey doesn't deal with that whole situation. So when she cheated, that was a blessing for Michael.
Oh, does she cheat on the show?
Yeah, she cheats with Mikey.
No! What? Do we find this out? But Mikey's already gone to us.
No, well, they've already cheated. During that 2-week break, they've already had sex.
Oh, wait a minute. Because Mikey took a polygraph test.
What?
Yes.
I saw that on YouTube.
Yes.
But they don't cheated. Wait, do they show any of this or do we ever see any of
this? Yes, you will. You'll see it at the reunion.
Oh.
But when he takes the polygraph, he says he didn't cheat with Stacey.
Oh, Mikey?
No, he did. He actually had sex with her.
Wow.
Did you like Mikey?
I love Mikey. He's like my son.
So the ones I actually like Mikey, Josh, I like. I like David. He did a shitty thing, but I actually liked him.
Yeah, real shitty, yeah.
It was really shitty. Really shitty. How many episodes are there?
3,000, I think. I don't know. Like, it's like, I think they cut so many because I kept complaining. You know, every time they'd do a new episode, I'd complain again. I'd just be like, how many more episodes?
No kidding.
It was meant to go longer, and I think that really, I think I would complain nearly every day there was an episode. I would ring the producer, I would ring the newspapers, I would ring anyone and say, this is cruel, this is punishment, this is wrong. I just kept complaining because I don't think that they realized, and they're just like, you must have known that this was going to happen. No, I didn't. I know that people think that I did, but I didn't.
I heard a couple of the reality people here. They say that you can think you know what you signed up for, but you never know what you signed up for. It's always so different. You think, oh, it's a show. I'm going to find love, and it's not that big of a deal. And then you're in it, and it's completely different.
No one prepares you for, like, 17 or 20-hour days of filming. No one prepares you of sitting in a tent that is, like, 3 by 3, like meters, 3 meters by 3 meters, sitting with someone that you despise, that you don't want to even like breathe the same air, and then not eat food. And when they feed you food, you have to eat a meat pie. Do you have meat pies? So you have to eat a meat pie, and you're just like, okay, I'll eat it because I haven't eaten. Yeah, like you'll just eat whatever you like they give you because you're just hungry and thirsty or whatever. And you're just there. You're stuck. So what do? And they tell you to bring snacks and everything and bring something to read and something to do, but they take your possessions off you. So no one prepares you for that. And then they back up the 2 days. So like for 2 days, you're doing like 40 hours. You've been on your feet or like, you know, in those conditions, and you're just like, I can't think anymore.
God.
I'm not even a sane person. I don't know. No one expects to do that. So,
I guess they've got the drama they wanted.
Yeah, they do. They get it. And then they give you all this alcohol, and then you're just like, okay. And then you start, like, the whole warehouse is hot. There's all these these planes flying really low past it. There's all these pigeons infested in the roof. And then that means like there's vermin and all these like insects. And it's just like, oh my God, where am I? I'm in this hellhole. You might as well be in a Bali sort of prison. And you're just thinking, oh gosh.
I mean, I'm laughing because like, it's like unbelievable.
It's like being in a war camp, and I hate to put it so similar to that, because it's not, but it's like you've been through the same sort of trauma.
Yeah, sounds like, I mean, you had PTSD for sure from this.
Yeah.
It is, and it's like, and I'm sorry, I just keep talking.
No, no, it's fine. All aside, how is your health now? Are you on the mend? Are you doing okay?
Yes.
You look fantastic.
You do.
Well, I think that I can't actually get back there, and I just like, I won't.
Good. It doesn't keep makes me stronger. No. You have to keep your sense of humor and this. Yeah. You just have to keep going.
Yeah. I think that laughing is really, really important.
There is nothing like a dame, nothing